Taiwan has mandatory military training for able-bodied men over the age of 18. Some young Taiwanese who are up for conscription say they would like to see the new administration implement more military training, even though the last administration already tripled the time new soldiers commit to. Well, now may be their moment, as Taiwan has just sworn in a new president, and his top priority is to manage the island's relationship with China. NPR's Emily Fang went to meet some of them.
I'm with 36 or so high school boys in the mountains of Taipei as they drill in the forest with highly realistic airsoft guns, because Taiwan, like most Asian societies, bans guns. So this gaggle of military enthusiasts and hobby survivalists bring BB pellets. 16-year-old Wing Rui-jin says he's saved up about $1,000 for the head-to-toe combat clothing and airsoft guns he carries. He gets decked out and comes to these shooting exercises in Taipei's mountains every few months because he says China nearby might not always remain so friendly towards Taiwan. It's also why Wong fully supports starting military training young. The island's conscription program was reduced to 4 months in 2013, but the perceived threat from neighboring China is changing policy again. At today's exercises are even a few professional full-time soldiers. 23-year-old infantryman Deng Zihan says he came for extra shooting practice. He thinks his military training is not enough. He says that's why it's good these high schoolers are learning how to shoot and learning some military strategy. The drills today are organized by Yang Wu-Huang, a freshman in college. He is obsessed with military strategy, national defense, and guns. And his age, born after 1994, means he's among the first crop of men to do the one-year reservist training. But he's not optimistic about it. He says he likes how the conscription program is updating its curriculum, but notes it's been dogged for years by criticism that the training is not rigorous and a waste of young people's time. Taiwan's military is revamping training to focus on more relevant skills. For example, removing bayonet lessons and adding more artillery training. But Yang says getting the army's fighting ability up to standards will take several years because of slow-moving bureaucracy. Hence the extra weekend shooting practice. In the woods, while overseeing a shooting drill, Liu Shen, a high school sophomore, tells me he feels he needs to give back to Taiwan, training himself and others on how to protect themselves and Taiwan's territory. He and all his classmates will need to serve the one-year conscription after university. Shen says 1 year is no big deal. According to a Defense Ministry-affiliated think tank poll, about three-fourths of Taiwanese adults under 29 years of age support the one-year conscription. His classmate, Jerry Su, adds, we normally joke about China invading. But he says we actually do have to prepare to protect our democracy so we don't become like China. He and his classmates are young enough that they've only ever known a democratic Taiwan. They also know its future as a democracy is not guaranteed. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.